Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, reach out in heaven, hallowed be. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom.
All right, how's that? I was hoping my mic would work today. I found a place where I had clicked on something that turned it off. So I turned it back on, and I can hear myself on my headset, but you guys can't hear me. Can you hear me now? Okay, because I'm on my phone now, so if you can't hear me now, I'm just playing music and going home. Oh, never mind, I am home. Okay, that didn't work, did it? Empty threat. Okay, guys. So we'll just run it from my phone again, even though my mic is working now on my headset. It's evidently not exporting. So I think that's a Blog Talk thing. Before, it was because I clicked a button I shouldn't have clicked. But now it's a Blog Talk thing because my headset is working again. Oh, well, nothing new, but we're here. We have a way to be able to do it. And this is okay. Yeah, I know. I am already home. Hey, you know what? I tried it. It just didn't work. That's okay. Yeah, guys. What's going on is I might get a little funky every once in a while because my doctor put me on a new diabetes medication, and it's a once-a-week injection. It's not insulin. It's regular medication, but it's only once a week. Hurts like a banshee when you do it, but when you first start it, until your body's used to it, it tends to make you nauseous. And I thought, oh, not me, uh-uh. Well, be very nauseous, just enough to throw me off center a little bit, you know? So, and yesterday it was fine. Yesterday was when I took it. It was fine yesterday. Today, I'm a little bit nauseous and shaky, but I was warned that that's how it would be until I got used to the medication. So, if this works, a once-a-week injection is going to be a whole lot better than 3 or 4 pills every day. So, and as long as it's not insulin, I'm okay with it. So there we go. Okay, well, honey, I might end up talking to myself, but just understand that I just get a little wacky sometimes, that's all. My brain doesn't leave, it just gets off balance, that's all. So, okay, let's go. You know what? We're going to start the Christmas season. Yes, we are. And I think it's appropriate that the first thing for Christmas season would be an Elvis song, don't you? I think that's appropriate. So what I'm going to do, and it's, hey, you know what? John agrees with me because John sent this to me. So here is Elvis doing take 2 of Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
The Lord.
We got to get it right this time. I'm getting intimidated here.
The Lord. The Lord. Lord.
Oh, come.
Oh, yes. One of my favorite Christmas carols, and it always has been. It just makes me think back to back in 74, 75, in Spokane, I went to a Episcopalian cathedral for a little while, and time was born into the Episcopal faith, and if you want to call it that, I just wanted to sing in the choir, so I did. And the neatest thing was at Christmas, the choir did a processional, and Dr. Einicke, who was the head of the music at the cathedral, he was a doctor of music. He was such a wonderful guy. He really was. And he would start out with just a simple melody for the first verse. And then he added a little more to the organ. They had this big, huge carol on and everything. And he added a little more for the second verse. By the time we got to the third verse, he pulled out all the stops, had this big, huge sound with every pipe putting out music. It was glorious. I've never heard anything like it, and I'll never hear anything like it again because he's gone, but it was wonderful. I had never heard anything even similar to that, and I got to march in the processional to that, and that always made my heart happy to hear that at Christmas. It was absolutely fantastic. But that hearing that song every time brings back that memory. So I was only there for 2 Christmases, and then we moved again. Glorious. It was totally glorious. I loved it. The music there made it worth going, but it certainly did not feed your soul except for the music. So I wasn't sad to leave. That's all right. That's all right. I've made up for it in spades, and now my heart is happy, my soul is happy, and I'm hoping to help you guys be happy too. So here we are. Okay, the next one is by Slim Whitman, and John sent this as well. It's He Bought My Soul at Calvary.
There's a cross for every one to bear, but there's a heaven for each soul to share. There's a place in heaven waiting me. He bought my death at Calvary. Each drop of blood bought me a million years. A soul was born each time he shed a tear. He the chains that fettered you and me. He bought my soul through death at Calvary. Days are long, often filled with cares. I talk to him, and with each wondrous prayer, he bids me stay then he gives new strength to me. He fought my soul through death and Calvary. Each year that rolls, I'm nearer to his side. I know the Lord will always be my guide. I breathe his name each time I see a tree. On what he bought my soul at Calvary.
Good old Slim Whitman. Can you believe that Elvis used to get very, very nervous if he had to follow Slim Whitman on a show. If Slim Whitman sang first, it would just, he said that was a hard act to follow. Well, you know, Slim was pretty good, and he had some experience, and he had that high tenor voice. How did that high tenor voice come out of that big dude? They're supposed to be baritones and basses. I don't know how he ended up with tenor, but he got a beautiful voice. He did get a beautiful voice. So, yes, we got to hear Slim Whitman. Even though he's gone, we have his music. Thank you to technology that's getting, it's changing, it's evolving. It was new many, many, many years ago. It's not quite so new anymore, but it still works, doesn't it? And we still get to hear those artists that have passed and aren't with us anymore. So anyway, hey, hello, you, Sue. How are you doing today, girlfriend?
Well, I'm just doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, well, dealing with a little bit of nausea from some new diabetes medication. But other than that, I'm pretty good. I don't have a headache. I'm not particularly tired. I'm not cold. So hey, I'm cooking with gas. Yeah, I wish. But anyway, yeah.
Well, it's chilly here, too. Cloudy, chilly, kind of damp. Just not a good day to be outside.
It's damp. Damp. It's been raining. It rained all day yesterday. It rained most of the night. It rained part of today. It's all wet outside. The sun is not shining. It shined for a couple of hours this afternoon, which was good because it helped warm it up in here, but it's not shining now. It's that cloudy again, but it's not really cold. It only got down to like 50 last night, and it's going to be getting warmer over this next week. So, I can only hope.
It'll work. No. I tell you what, you know, we were all complaining about the summer, how hot it was, and it definitely was hot. And now we're bitching because it's too cold.
Well, I didn't really bitch too much about it being too hot because I knew that I was going to regret it if I did that for this winter, because I knew it wasn't going to be hot this winter. But it's supposed to be warming up into the 70s during the day and not getting any cooler than 58, 66, something like that at night. So I can deal with that.
That's not,
all right.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Yeah, we have some
no,
good upcoming
weather,
too.
No, I can handle
too.
That.
Uh-huh. That's good. Oh, anyway.
So I hope it really does happen. I mean, that's what's projected, and I hope it really does happen. But, you know, I don't know. Some things are good, some things are bad, and I'm just looking for, so far, being home by myself at Christmas again and no money to go anywhere to do anything different. So, hey, you know what? I might dig out some DVDs, some of my Christmas DVDs. I think I know what box they're in. And play them all day on Christmas. I'll do something on Christmas.
Well, I'll
put peppermint schnapps in hot chocolate.
Sounds good.
That'll work. Hey, that'll work.
Sounds real good.
Works for me. It is good.
Uh-huh.
And if you need a little boost, put a little more peppermint schnapps in your chocolate. It works in coffee, too. It works in coffee, too. I like it in my coffee as well. So, hey, I'll get by. It's another day, another dollar, another 72 cents. So I'll get there. Anyway, hopefully by next Christmas I'll be with family. So that'll be nice. All right, here we go. I'm going to play Brandon's request. Brandon sent me a request. It's nice to have Brandon back. It's awesome.
Oh, it is.
I'm so glad
he's
come
such
back.
A sweetheart. He really is a sweet guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he sends me requests, and he enjoys the shows, and, yeah, it's good to have him back. So welcome, Brandon. I'm glad to see you, honey. Anyway, here is Brandon's request. It's by Sidewalk Prophets, and it's called You Love Me Anyway.
Was raised as my conscience fell, a thinly lit soul light. It didn't mean much, but it lingers still in the corners of my mind. Still, you call me to walk on the edge of this world, to spread my dreams and fly. But the future so far, my heart is so frail. I think I'd rather stay inside. But you love me anyway. It's like nothing in life that I've ever known. Yes, you love me anyway. Oh Lord, how you love me.
Nothing in life that I've ever.
Nice. Very nice. Thank you, Brandon. I don't think any of us would have heard that song if you hadn't sent it to us. So thank you for that, because that's a very, very nice song, and it's nice to think about. Doesn't matter what we do or where we do it. He loves us anyway. I like that. I like that. Okay, how about Sister Rosetta? John sent us some Sister Rosetta. Let's get some Sister Rosetta. This one is Shine for Jesus.
When the clouds are hanging low,
shine, shine, shine.
And you know not where to go,
shine for Jesus.
Take your burden to the Lord. You can take him at his word. Sing and pray every day and shine. Shine when troubles shake you. Shine when sin can take you all the way. Every day there's a crown awaiting.
Oh, yeah.
You can bop to that one even sitting in your chair. Oh, yeah. That one's good. Kind of shakes up your stomach a little bit, but that's all right. It's worth it. That's fine. That was fun. Okay, here's another one that just really kind of captured me when I heard it. John sent this. It's Doris Akers. And she's doing a song that I've always loved to hear J.D. and the Stamps do. And we will hear them again a little bit later on this show as well. But this gal's rendition is fantastic. Fantastic. This is Doris Akers doing Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. On each face, and I know that you feel the presence of the Lord.
That's my kind of church. And if you watch the video, it's not just the choir. It's everybody. I love it. I absolutely love it. That's so fantastic. Someday, I'm going to do it. Someday. Oh, yeah. All right. Here is one that I think I played this before, but it's been like a year ago, something like that. John Denver. And it's called, and John sent this. So far, John has sent everything except for Brandon's request. So we're doing good. We're doing good. This is called Healing Time on the Earth.
Let the mountains talk. Let the river run. There is wisdom here. There is much to learn. There is much to know. Much to understand. In this healing time, all across the land, you have heard my songs for so many years. You have laughed with me, washed away my tears. You have shared my joy.
Special person. A lot of his life wasn't real happy, but he had his music. He put everything into that. So, you know, it was just a sad thing that happened to him. Anyway, how about another Sister Rosetta? Christmas song.
All right.
A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see delight. above thou deep dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the darkest shining street, the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, and in this world of sin, where men meet soul, will receive him still, the dear Christ enter in. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sins and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us. Oh, Lord Emmanuel.
She does such a fantastic job. You just sit and listen to her all day, can't you? Oh, man. So, hey, you got everything working today, Sue? Is your phone all working good and everything?
Well, I tell you, I have not hooked up my Norton yet. I was going to work on that this afternoon. Another thing hit me. And I just thought, oh, gosh, you know, computers hate me. They just really dislike me. And I have a hard time. So I'm going to work on it this evening.
I'm very, very lucky. Computers like me. But I understand you because I firmly believe that computers can think, you know, and they just like irritating us.
Yeah. Well, it's not really going to be that big of a deal because all I need to do is call in Norton. They told me they would hook me up. So I'm going to call them later and get it taken care of. I got
yeah,
a lot of
Yeah, if they're there on Sunday.
They're open 24/7.
Okay. You can do that then.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
You'll find out, won't you? But whatever makes it easier for you, honey, that's what we do, okay? All right. We got another Elvis song. And the song that John sent me, the version of the song that John sent me, it takes 5 and 6, but it doesn't finish the song. So when that tape's done, I'm gonna play the tape for the whole song because I left going, wait a minute, that's not all. Where's the rest? What? So I'm gonna make sure that y'all don't have to do that. So here is the version that John sent me today, take 5 and 6 of In My Father's House.
LWW0379, take 5.
In my father's house.
LWW0379, take 6.
In my father's house are many mansions. If it were told me so. He has gone away to live in that bright city. He's prepared.
Jesus died upon the cross to bear my sorrow. Freely died that souls like you might have new life. But I know that soon there'll come a bright tomorrow when the world will all be free from sin and
above all.
I like that. You gotta have a little bit of reggae in your life, you know, just to make things interesting, something different. We like it. All right. Speaking of something different, here is something by Acapeldridge. Now this, I looked at this video and I thought, huh? No, not two sets of twins. No, no. Because the girls, there's two girls, two guys on the video. And the girls look alike, the guys look alike. I figured out. No, it's one girl, one guy. The girl is singing alto and soprano. The guy is singing with tenor and bass. And it's beautiful. It's a cappella, Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
cool. I always love that. And the acapella, you know, they kind of just meshed, you know. The two of them doing four parts, I think that's fantastic. They did good. They did good. All right. We've got something John sent us from the New Scottish Hymns. And it's Psalm 139, Were I to Cross.
My Lord remains with me. Before the blood ran in these veins, the days ordained for me were written in your book, O Lord, before I came to be. I grieve to hear your
like that, especially when that hand drum comes into play. That just adds some interest. We don't get that in American music, but they use it over there a lot. Tambourine, but it's not. It's a drum. It doesn't have the jingle jangles on it. Okay. Elvis again. It's just, you know, it's just time. We just got to do this. He sent this to me today, so I'm going to play it. You better run. I don't know if that's a vibe or what.
Well, you better run.
Run when I say.
You better lower.
You better lower.
Run when I say.
That's right.
Well, you'd better run.
Run when I say somebody's calling you, and you better run.
Run when I say
somebody's calling you, and you better run.
Run when I say
somebody's calling you, I feel like
my time is long,
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 long.
My time is long,
long.
Well, I'm good by false pretenders, Lord, I cannot wait for you. For the Bible declares you will help me, Lord, but the Bible declares.
When I say somebody's calling you,
you better run.
When I say
somebody's calling you,
and
you better run.
And when I say
somebody's calling you, I feel like my time is low,
long,
time is
low,
time is
low.
But I met a false pretender. His head was bending low. I met him again the evening. He was headed down at long, lonesome low.
And when I say
somebody's calling you,
you better run.
And when I say
somebody's calling you, you better run.
Get away from here.
Somebody's calling you, I feel like
my time is
long,
long, time is
long,
my time is
long.
I just come in out here.
Oh.
Yeah, we got to get that little low growl at the end. You betcha. All right, how about a Million Dollar Quartet with just a little talk, Jesus?
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Well, then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Then he made my heart in love and wrote my name above. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right. Well, let's
have a little talk with Jesus. I'll tell him all about my troubles.
He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer why. Well, when you will feel a little fire will turn, and you will know a little fire's burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Have doubts and fears. Your eyes be filled with tears.
Filled with tears.
Oh, now my Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
Yeah.
When he wrote my name above,
high.
And he made my heart in love.
Oh.
Well, just a little talk. My Jesus,
Jesus
gonna make
it right.
Let us have a little talk with my Jesus.
Please let us
tell him all about our trouble.
Now he will.
He'll hear our faintest cry.
You know he will.
By and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer of weakness. fire is burning. Let us have a little talk with my Jesus, gonna make it right.
Okay. Here's one that John sent me that I've listened to three times since this morning. No, since yesterday when he sent it to me. And it's like, wow. It's a mother and daughter doing a duet with some different words in it. Listen to the words. Stop chitter-chattering and listen to the words on this song because this is fantastic. It's a mother-daughter duet on Hallelujah. Please listen.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, did you forget me, Father? Did you? They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ, the King, before his hallelujah. 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 Hung his head and prepared to die, then lifted his face up to the sky, said, I am coming home now, Father, to you. A reed which held his final sip was gently lifted to his lips. He drank his last and gave. The soldier who had used his sword
to pierce the body of our Lord, that truly this was Jesus Christ, our Savior. He looked with fear upon his sword, then turned to face his Christ and Lord, fell to his knees, crying, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Took from his head the thorny crown, and wrapped him in a linen gown, then laid him down to rest inside the tomb. The holes in his hands, his feet inside, now in our hearts we know he died.
I heard that I had to play that. It never gets old. I've heard it four times in the last day, and it just never gets old. It's beautiful. The lower voice is the daughter. She looks to be about 10, 12, something like that. The high voice is the mother. That kind of surprised me, but it's beautiful. They just blend together so well. All right, this is a version of Let Us Pray, Elvis.
Come praise the Lord, for he is good. Come join in love and the brotherhood. We'll hear the word and bring our gifts of bread and wine, and we'll be blessed beneath this sign. So let us pray together, pray together, pray with one mighty voice, and let us sing together, sing together, pray and we'll rejoice. When strangers reach out for your hand, respond to them and understand. We'll rise as one to calm the storm outside the gate. With faith in him we won't be late. So let us pray together, pray together. one mighty voice and let us sing together, sing together. Pray and we'll rejoice. We have the strength to move the tide. The world was saved so there'll be peace and love for all. And we must hear our brother's call. So let us pray together, pray together. Pray with one mighty voice and let us sing together, sing together. Pray and we'll rejoice. Oh, love for all to the Lord, we'll rejoice. Love for all, for the Lord, we'll rejoice. Love for all to the Lord, we rejoice. For the Lord.
I'm the king of the jungle and call me Tiger.
They just can't stand to quit. Once they get him singing, they can't stand to quit. It's all right. Okay, how about the rehearsal of Oh Happy Day? I love this song ever since high school when it came out. This is great.
Whoa, they just started to roll the camera. We stopped singing, man.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed, oh, when he washed my sins away. Oh, happy day.
Get on now. He taught me how to walk. What?
Fantastic. Okay, let's hear Johnny Cash with Swing Low.
I've known a lot of people, and I'm sure you have, maybe you're one of them, that works hard just about every day with their life. I mean, backbreaking work where you get your hands dirty. Well, it's a sweet thought to think that there's got to be something a little better after this life is over than hard work. And a little over 100 years ago down in the South, on a plantation, a slave was sitting on his cotton sack one day when his master came up and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I was picking along on my row, and the prettiest words and the prettiest music started coming to my head. And I had the sweetest vision of a chariot coming down to take me away to a better life. And he stood up for the first time and sang, well, I'd looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. There was a band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down. Coming for to carry me home. But I know my soul is heavenly bound. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I said I'm coming too. Coming for to carry me home. Swing
him doing that. He has such a wonderful voice. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to move right along because I've got two more songs I need to play. I'm going to play this one by Elvis, and then I'm going to play The Blessing. And it's a cover of Jim Reeves, May Good Lord Bless and Keep You, by Yahai Singsit. And he's got a beautiful voice, and he sounds a lot like Jim Reeves. But first, Elvis, An Evening Prayer, take 1 and 2.
They have the intro. Just sing the melody.
Any soul today,
if I have cause one's foot to go straight. If I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive my secret sins I do not see. Oh God,
guys. It's time to say goodnight. We have another show coming up Tuesday, and it might well be one of those specials we've talked about right here. So you don't want to miss it, just in case. Come on in. You're going to love it no matter what it is, because it's going to have a lot of Elvis songs in it, or it might be the all Elvis. Hey, you never know. You need to show up and find out, right? Okay. Guys, I loved having you here today. It was a good gospel show. I loved the music. The songs were fantastic today. They were such a blessing to be able to play for you. And I hope they filled your heart with joy and peace, and that you go out and share a smile with somebody to spread that peace and joy. It's a Christmas season. Go love people. Yeah, not literally. You know what I mean. You don't go out and hug people, not in this day and age and all that, but give them a smile. Tell them Merry Christmas. Tell them Happy Lord's Birthday. Whatever you want to do, but spread God's love around, kids. That's the season for it, and this is your best chance to do it. So go ahead and do it. It feels good. It's the important part. So, hey, I'm going to do what I promised you. Here is the blessing. Rather than me saying it, I'm going to let Hi sing it for you. This is a cover of the Jim Reeves. May the good Lord bless and keep you.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining, and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud. Sweet tomorrow, never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see? Could you dream with sweet tomorrow? Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May the good Lord bless and keep you.